Okay, Marav Rabbah say this week's parashas Noso, part of parashas Noso, involves the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, the mitzvah of duchening. Generally speaking, we are trained to think that the mitzvah of duchening is a mitzvah for Kohanim to give a bracha to the Jewish people. It's interesting to note, however, that the Bir Halacha at the beginning of the Simen, then Kuf Chav Ches is a Simen of duchening, he quotes in the Sefer Charedim. The Charedim is Rabbi Elazar Azkiri. He was one of those who was chased out of Spain in 1492. So the Charedim says that there's a mitzvah for Kohen to give a bracha to the Jews. So the Charedim write that the Yisraelim who stand face to face with the Kohanim and they have in mind to receive their bracha like Hashem commanded, they are also part of the mitzvah. Now this is a fascinating comment to the Sefer Charedim. What the Charedim is saying is that not only do the Kohanim have a mitzvah livareich, but Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah lehis barech. Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to receive a bracha. And this is a tremendous chiddush. Now, I want to speak about this Charedim briefly. Effectively, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Charedim lahalacha, which means he paskins that way. And yesh la'ayin, do we really paskin like the Sefer Charedim? First of all, most of us may be never heard of the Sefer Charedim, although I have to admit, one time when I was in Israel, so some Chiloni cousins of mine came to visit, and they see that on the shelf I have a Sefer Charedim. So they're like, wow, Sefer Charedim, like, oh, well, this is like the Charedi way of life or something, let's take a look. So they like start flicking through, it's like, oh, you know, Birchas Kohanim, this isn't what they expected. They expected, you know, not sitting next to women on the Elal flights or something. But what can you do? So I don't know if the Sefer Charedim is such a mainstream Sefer. It's a little interesting or surprising that the Mishnah Berurah would quote this Sefer Charedim lahalacha. Especially because there are clearly Rishonim who disagree with the Charedim. The Rambam writes that Mitzvah 26 is that the Kohanim have a mitzvah to give Klal Yisrael bracha every day, which is what the Torah says, Kol Tevarchos B'nei Yisrael. In other words, the mitzvah is on the Kohanim. He doesn't say the mitzvah is on the Yisraelim. It's only on the Kohanim. There's a ritva. A ritva in Sukkah Lamed Aleph. That's clearly against the Sefer Charedim also. There's a sugya in Sukkah about Baal Tosef, no? Baal Tosef means that when I do the mitzvah of Lulav, so I shake Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, and Aravos, but don't also take some basil and wrap it up with my little Esrog, Kadasim, and Rebels. If I do that, it'd be a violation of Baal Tosef, no? That's a mitzvah, that's an Isser of Baal Tosef that says in the Torah. What about if I do a mitzvah twice? What about if I, instead of, let's say, blowing shofar, the minimum is 9 sounds, or 30 sounds, depending how you count, let's say I blow 100 sounds of shofar, am I in violation of Baal Tosef? Why not? I'm doing more than is required. How come that's not Baal Tosef? So, Zok the Ritva, here in Sukkah, that it's a principle that I think we know intuitively. Kol mashu osa mitzvah sukeder sha'omra Torah, v'chozer v'kofel sakeh es hakol, mipnei hidr mitzvah, v'kedei va'abe v'sasotin, ein bozeh mishum Baal Tosef. If I do a mitzvah a few other times because of hidr mitzvah, because it enhances the mitzvah. That's, by the way, a fascinating notion in the Ritva, no? That when I blow 100 sounds of shofar, that's somehow hidr mitzvah. That enhances the mitzvah, makes it more beautiful. Hey, think about that. I think it's...
I remember once the Chumot was at this at 770, and they gave me a Chabad Abubinim, and they're like,
right, so Chabad has millions of hadassim on their lulav. So that is not Baal Tosef in the sense of I can have as many hadassim as I want. I just need to have hadassim, right?
So how's that different?
So that's different because it's not a different species. But the question is, if I do the same mitzvah twice, let's say I would pick up a lulav 1,000 times during the day. And we also, passing on, that's also not Baal Tosef, right? But the assumption is that's hiddur mitzvah. I would say that by the lulav, it actually is hiddur mitzvah because the lulav really looks beautiful when you have all of those hadassim around it. And the Sfaradim are also into this. No, you ever saw a Sfaradi lulav? It's like a forest. It's not much gorgeous. There's something to it. Right? So, if you do it many times because of hiddur mitzvah, ukedela arbe ves ha-satan, and you're doing it many times to confuse the satan, so zok the ritva, that's not called Baal Tosef. It's only Baal Tosef when the Torah says specifically not to do the mitzvah many times. Ke'ingin shematin b'kohen sha'ola l'duchen, she'enu mitzuvah el lovari pam achas. Kohanim have a mitzvah to give a bracha once a day. Let's say the Kohen goes to another minyan, right? You daven that the Hashgavah minyan, then you go to the next minyan, you want to duchen again. By all means, duchen again. There's no Baal Tosef, right? So the Ritva is saying that there is no Baal Tosef when I do a mitzvah twice. And then, this is the kicker line. Ready, Mark? Mitzvah de Kohenu. Says the Ritva, don't tell me that the reason why the Kohen do Duchen at the Hashkamah Minyan at 7 a.m. with 250 people is going to come back to Duchen at the 9 o'clock Minyan with 20 people. Right? Don't tell me that the reason why he's doing that is because he wants to be motzi the tzibur with the bracha. Because zok the mitzvah, no, there's no mitzvah for the tzibur to get blessed. There's a mitzvah for the kohanim to bless. So I see explicitly from this ritva that he is arguing in the Sefer Charedim. So one would argue that if I have two major league rishonim, Rambam, Ritva, Charedim, right? So why on earth would the Mishnah Berura paskin like the Charedim against these heavy, heavy hitters? That's the question. So, some suggest that the Charedim is not alone, that there's a parish of the Raivin on Maseches Tomeh who agrees with the Charedim. Okay? The Raivin on Talmud. Now, I should point out, the scholars point out the Raivin on Talmud is not really written by the Raivin. It might be written by the Ravya, it might be written by someone. We're not exactly sure who wrote it. He quotes a Sefer HaMikzo'os, not exactly sure who that is. Right? The same Mikzo'os, Matzotzi Kozav, Hefa de Ika Nidu, Vebeso Shokoyin, Oso Eilu Mesok Leduchin. Right? This is already in the Hibi-Jibi world. Among Hasidei Ashkenaz, there were practices that you're supposed to keep distance from a Nidah. Keeping distance from a Nida means you're not supposed to be in the same house as a Nida. A Nida has like bad air. You're not supposed to walk in the same footsteps as the Nida. The Sefer Rokeach has, what's her name? Eli Sheva Baumgarten has a series of articles about this Hasidei Ashkenaz approach to Nida. Well, fascinating stuff. But the Ravid quotes from the Simic tells that if there's a Nida in your house, you shouldn't duchen. And Kokoin Shinosi as Kappa, the Imo, Obito, Ishto, Nida, Beniplasulos, Abai, Shinida Sham, Harit Filaso, Al Yisrael, Toeva. That any Kayan who duchens when there's a Nida in his house, whether it's his daughter, his wife, his mother, whatever, his Tfila on the Jews is Toeva.
There's that word again.
There's that word again, right? Alright, so we have to start like throwing spears, obviously. The reality is that the impression you get from the Sefer Charedim is that the mitzvah, from the Sefer Mikzot, called by the writer, is that the mitzvah and duchening is to be motzi them, so to speak, and if they're in need of, for some reason, it can't work for them, and consequently you don't have a mitzvah. It's right. It might be along the lines of the Sefer Charedim, but again, I don't know if this itself is a reason that we should pass on the Charedim. First of all, if we never heard of the Charedim, we certainly never heard of the Sefer Mikzot'os quoted by the Raivin and Tamid. And also, we really don't understand any of this. Neither in your house, brachas don't work, like, heebie-jeebie, fuzzy math, I don't know what's going on here.
How about the shul? Were there women's gathering?
So apparently women either didn't come to shul, or there was a practice actually among Hasidei Ashkenaz that the Ramah reflects in Aruch Chaim Peches, that women who were nidos didn't come to shul, or didn't look in the Sefer Torah, no? There's such a practice out there. That's actually cited by Rav Wozner in his tshuva against women dancing with the Torah and Simchas Torah. Rav Wozner writes, it's based on that din among the Hasidei Ashkenaz, that the Hasidei Ashkenaz say that, what's it called? Hi, David.
Sorry, Rabbi.
It's okay. Want to join us for learning?
I've been up since 4 in the morning.
You need some rest. Okay, good. But we're going to continue, okay? So So what we have is a Sefer Charedim that the mitzvah of Duchening is on the Yisrael, not only on the Kohanim. And we have a Sefer Mikzoos that might agree, but the Rambam and the Ritva disagree. Some point out that maybe there is a bit of evidence to the Sefer Charedim's idea, and maybe the reason why the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Sefer Charedim is because of this Gemara in Chagiga. This Gemara in Chagiga is the topic of one of the greatest jokes in Judaism, no? They say that if you look at the Kohanim, when they duchen, if you look at their hands, you go blind. You look the second time, you go blind in your other eye. If you look the third time, that's the Shaila. No? You ever heard that joke? It's a very funny joke, no? My kids tell me that my rabbi jokes are really unfunny. But what can we do? So, the Gemara in Chagiga writes, Darash Rav Yehuda bar Nachmani, Mitorgamei Reish Lakish, Kol Misako B'Shlosh Advam Ein of Kehos. Right, it's not just a wives' tale. It's a Gemara. If you look at three things, your eyes go weak. Bakeshes, B'Nosi, B'Koyhanim. If you look at the Keshes, you look at the rainbow. You look at the Nosi, you look at the president. No? You look at the president. Or if you look at the Kohanim, so then your eyes get weak. Keshes, based on the pasuk, Kima Kesha Yeh Ba'ana B'Yom HaGeshem, is a married to Mus Hashem. Nosi Duxiv, V'Nosata Mehod Cha'olav. HaMestako B'Kohanim, is Manchabez HaMikdash Kayan, Chayu Omdun Aduchan, V'Varchay Yisrael B'Shem HaMeforash, your eyes get weak. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you look at the Kohanim, because the Shekhinah is on their hands, etc., your eyes get weak.
Whenever they post
a
picture of the Gedolim,
it was called by Enecha Roan. Esmarecha. Yeah, so again, you're allowed to look at Gedolim. That's a very good thing. But to look at the Nasi, to look at the
president. Nasi of the.
I think Nasi means the head of the Sanhedrin or something, yeah. By Venosatim Mehodcha Olav. We're bringing the proof from the Pasuk by Yehoshua, no? Venosatim Mehodcha Olav. That Moshe Rabbeinu gave some of his splendor over to Yehoshua. Mm-hmm. Now, Tosfos over here comments.
Isn't there like a bracha upon seeing?
Yeah, so this actually is what leads the Magen Avram to Paskin the Halacha, that when we say you're not allowed to be mistakel, histaklus means a long and sustained glance. If I just take a cursory, brief look, that's not called histaklus. That's what the Magen Avram writes. This is nogeya to probably 1,000 issues in Halacha, like histaklus be'erva. Right, probably doesn't mean like a quick glance. Right, probably means with intention to. Right, it's I speak about this when I teach chassan classes all the time. I don't know if you remember, but we speak about this thing regularly. I always thought from my youth that this is a machlokes between Tosfos and the Tosfos Harosh on the first daf of Bava Metzia, where the Gemara speaks about how re'iya or habata behefker is kone. That maybe you can acquire a hefker item by just looking at it. So Tosfos over there asks a question from something about histaklus. And you get an impression that Tosfos is saying that maybe histaklus and habata are about the same. And the Tosfos HaRosh says that they're very different. And when you unpackage the whole sugya, I thought they are disagreeing about this basic issue, whether histaklus and re'iya are one and the same, whether they're different. But basically, Tosfos comments that you're not allowed to, even begvulin, three lines on the bottom of the Tosfos, so nil afarish, the af begvulin mitzar, mishum hesach hadas. Tosfos says that even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't look at the hands of the Kohanim, because of hesach hadas, because you'll lose your concentration. And he quotes to Yerushalmi, right? Also, the stack of the Kohanim, shoshem revarchim esa'am, right? But the Yishami says that, like one of the Amorim says, I could look and I won't have Hesach Hadas. So the Dvar Avram, in his tshuva, says, whoa, 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 what does Tosfos mean? that Hesach Hadas, I shouldn't look at the Kohanim's hands. Obviously what it means is I shouldn't look at their hands because I'm going to be paying attention. You know, certain people are a little bit paranoid about the length of their fingers or not. You know, it's a common thing in politics today. That people, and maybe you'll be staring to see like how long are the fingers, basically what's going on, and you'll have Hesach Hadas. Says the Dvar Avraham, you know what that means? That means that Tosis is saying that you, the Yisrael, have to have kavana for their bracha. And that sounds very much like the Sefer Charedim. That sounds very much like the Sefer Charedim. Yeah, Mark. So Kohen, so at the beginning of the Tosis, he quoted that Gemara and Megillah about Kohanim with like deformities on their hands, not duchening. There are different practices in different communities in Europe. I remember as a kid, there was like one man in the show who used to duchen and dafka. His hands were outside of the talus, and the talus was over his head. Apparently that was the minhag in Poland. The minhag in Litta was that the hands were always inside. What do they do by the yekas?
I can't look.
Come on, you know. You wouldn't know.
Okay.
Trick question. Rabbi, that doesn't seem to be like a sequitur, you know, just because you can't look doesn't mean that the chiyuv is on you, because it could just be in order to receive the bracha. It doesn't mean the mitzvah.
So, right, so it could be that it's not for the mitzvah to receive the bracha, but you seem to get the impression from Tais, if the mitzvah would be only the Kohen's mitzvah, and they're giving a bracha. So if I don't get the bracha, big whoop, right? And they're trying, they're doing their job. The fact is, right, and that's what you're saying is that I... Right, so it's...
If you want to receive it, you receive it. If you don't want to receive it, you don't receive it.
It's not absolutely compelling, I would say, but you get the impression that it's closer. It's closer to what the Haredim says. Now, what's the nature of the mitzvah for the Kaihanim, for the Yisraelim to receive the bracha? What's the reason for this mitzvah? So, there's a famous comment of the Hafla.
Mitzvah, again, for the Kohanim?
The mitzvah on the Yisraelim. Right, the fact that the Kohanim have a mitzvah to give a bracha is this week's parasha. Ko tevarchu es b'nei Yisrael amar lahem. The Kohanim have a mitzvah to give us brachas. But my mitzvah to receive the bracha, where does this come from? So if you look in the Hafla'a, he's trying to explain another Ramah. Honestly, right now I don't know if I have the head to go into this other Ramah and the Taisus and Shabbos, etc. But let's pick up in the Hafla'a from the second paragraph, the paragraph Ilulei, where he basically says that he's going to argue the opposite of a particular Ramah, the who, second line. The Nirlofini is Daiti Pashut. Says the Sefer Hafla that when the Torah gives us a mitzvah on one person, but it takes two to tango. You need someone to receive the mitzvah. So it's not only my mitzvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me a mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in order for me to get the mitzvah, I need you. Right? So that indicates that the mitzvah is really on both. Kigon, b'yavam, the Torah says, yavama yavo aleha. The Torah says that he should have bia with her. But the mitzvah is on her also. V'hamitzvah is esei gam aleha. Teida, that we say in yavam, staf chav, the docha losa say, right, we pass in by Yibum, the essay is doicha loisa say. Right? If it's only Yibum of Chai Ve'lavin, let's say I'm a Kayan Gadol, and the woman is obviously an Almana, because it's a Yibum situation, that's a given. So she's an Almana, the Kayan Gadol. So technically we would say, Min HaTorah, the essay is doicha loisa say in the Kohen Gadol could have bia with her, could do the mitzvah of Yibam, but, right, the Gemara says in Midrabanan, we don't do that gezerah bia rishona atu bia shnia. We're worried that you might sleep with her a second time when there's no mitzvah, and then you'd be sleeping with an almana, which would be an iser. Fine. Now,
the mitzvah of Yibam is not
till she becomes pregnant. The Gemara Yevamis on Chaf Dalet writes that throughout Chumash we paskin ein mikra yotzei midei pshuto, with the exception of v'haya b'char she'telin yakum ashem achiv hames, that that pasuk doesn't mean it. In other words, you fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam just with Bia, even if you don't have children. Let's say the woman who falls to Yibam for you is 97 years old. She ain't going to have no children. Right? Still, there's a mitzvah of Yibam. Now, let's just bring it back home. Right? Let's understand the Hafla's proof. The Taisus points out in other Masechtas that I'm not going to say Asei Do Chalos Asei in a situation that you have an Aveira and I have a mitzvah. Because, right, my asay is docha, my los asay. But if you have a lav and you don't have a mitzvah, so they can't be asay docha los asay from your perspective. Let's take it from Yibam. In the case of Yibam, we know he has the mitzvah. Does she have a mitzvah of Yibam? Well, maybe not. Well, if she wouldn't have the mitzvah of Yibam, how could I say asay docha los asay by Yibam? Because what would happen is he's doing a mitzvah, right, which is docha v'lav, but she's only violating an aveira. Remember, all isuri arayos, the isur of eshes ach, shelo b'makom mitzvah, applies on women the same as it applies on men. So she's in violation of eshes ach, and she doesn't have the mitzvah. So therefore, comes along the hafla. By the way, the hafla is with Pinchas HaLevi Horowitz, who's the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, comes along the hafla, and he says, oh, obviously the mitzvah of Yibam is on her, the same as it's on him. Why? Because it takes two to tangle. The Torah has a mitzvah of Yibam. You know you need a woman to do the mitzvah of Yibam. So therefore, obviously, the mitzvah is on her, the same as him. Shuvah, he writes, then I found in the Sefer Charedim, he says the same thing. Now, effectively, what the Charedim is saying, what the Hafla is saying, as Pshat in the Charedim, is that the mitzvah on the Yisrael to get a bracha is the same mitzvah as the Kohen has to give a bracha. It's exactly the same mitzvah. It's two sides of the same coin.
Right? So one of the practical parameters of this is that you have to go to shul and you have to
We'll talk about that in a second. But the Charedim seems to be saying that the Yisrael has a mitzvah. The Hafla is understanding it's the same mitzvah. The Torah Tamima asks a question on this pshat. He quotes that some people say that the nature of the mitzvah of the Yisrael is what the Hafla says. And he writes, V'yesh l'havi raya, de'ein tzarzu osa l'chiyav asatzad ha'sheni from the mitzvah per revu. Who's mechuyav in the mitzvah per revu? The men, not the women. If the Sefer Hafla is right, that any mitzvah takes two to tango, again, I don't want to have to teach you ninth grade bio now, but l'maisa, to have children, you need a man and a woman, correct? So for anyone who wants to disagree with this one, you can, but you're wrong. Actually, cloning is a real shayla. But we don't want to go there. But it comes along the Torah Tumim, and he asks a question. He says that, one second, women are not obligated on the mitzvah per revu. And then he has a whole discussion. The Ran writes at the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin. We know then the second parak of Kedushin, we have mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Now I'm supposed to get married on my own, not appoint a shaliach. And why? It's a mitzvah. The Gemara says mitzvah, but yosim b'shlucha. She should show up to the wedding herself. The kala, she's going to the wedding herself. She should not appoint a shaliach. So frek the Ran, what's the mitzvah that she has? I understand he has a mitzvah of kedushin. Right? That itself is a machlokes Rambam and Rush, whether getting married is a mitzvah, or whether the mitzvah is only to have children. But naniach, that there's a mitzvah to get married. But does she have a mitzvah to get married? Right? So the Ran says he thinks that, yeah, she has a mitzvah to help him out. Correct the Torah Tamima. That sounds exactly like the Svar of the Hafla, which he really doesn't like. So therefore, he then writes, Avol ha'emes nireh, that maybe that's not possible to say that the mitzvah is to help out the Kohanim. And we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that you have a Beis Knesset Shekula Kohanim. They only go up L'duchen because the bracha is chal on the Am Shebesados. Kolom HaKlaizah. In Ken HaRehim Mekayimim Mitzvasam B'Milua B'chol Ofen Bein Sheish Lam Shom Bein Shein Lam Shom and B'dok. Right? Basically, the Torah Tamima argues that the Charedim is wrong because the Gemara says if you have, I think they talk about the island of Jerba, I think the island of Jerba originally was an island of all Kohanim. No?
Where's Jerba?
Jerba's off the coast of Tunisia. I'm a Ratsis. Maybe you can get Dan's deal. It's like it's better than where that place you go to in
Abu Dhabi.
You went to Abu Dhabi? Then you go somewhere else also? Just Abu Dhabi? $24, 95 cents. You fly to Jerba. Perfect.
Well, there was a Kohanim
in there, wasn't there? No, Kohanim, yeah. But if you have a shul that's all Kohanim, so Gemara says that you go up and give a bracha. Who are they giving a bracha to? Frak the Gemara? Am Shabbosadis, people out there. Says the Torah to Mima, if they're giving the bracha to the Am Shabbosadis, the people out there, that means that even if you don't have people in front of you getting the mitzvah, you still have a mitzvah. Now, it's not really a compelling proof either, because I think the Haredim would say, listen, if you have an island like Jerba, and there are no non-Kohanim, so you don't have a choice, so there's no one there to get the mitzvah, but if there would be others, there's a mitzvah. The fact is, when the dust settles, I think there are different approaches. The Hafla'ah's approach is that the mitzvah that the Kohanim, the mitzvah that the non-Kohanim have, is the same mitzvah that the Kohanim have. Others say that the non-Kohanim have a mitzvah to trigger the Kohanim's bracha. Right? The pasuk in this week's parasha says, "Kol tevarchu es b'nai Yisrael amar lahem." Amar lahem means, according to one opinion of the Gemara, that a Yisrael should call out to the Kohanim, "Kohanim." So that's the mitzvah. My mitzvah is to instruct them to go up. Until they are called, they don't have a mitzvah. So my mitzvah is to trigger the Kohanim. Now, the approach of the Hafla'ah, that the mitzvah that the Yisrael has is the same mitzvah as the Kohen has, leads to what I consider to be one of the more humorous kashas in Judaism. The Emek Bracha asks, he says, does the Ani get a mitzvah by receiving tzedakah? You never thought about that one. Right? If you accept the svara, that whenever it takes two to tango, we both get the mitzvah, so does an Ani get the mitzvah? The answer would be, probably not. But according to the Hafla'ah, yes. Right? But proof was a question. So one could argue. Does the Chola get a mitzvah? Havayas Hames. You have a mitzvah by dying.
Of a Malkus.
What?
Of a Malkus.
Malkus, yeah. Now, if we're assuming that it's the same mitzvah, so Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that the Yisraelim have to therefore pay attention to every single word of Birchas Kohanim. And if their mind strays for a moment, they don't get the mitzvah. It's the same exact mitzvah the Kohanim have. They need to hear Yivarechacha, Hashem, Yishmerecha, etc., everything. If, however, the mitzvah is just to trigger their bracha, so then even if you miss a couple of words, presumably you get the mitzvah. On the Sefer Charedim, there are notes on the side of the Sefer Charedim called the Cheredas Kodesh. The notes of the Cheredas Kodesh is medayik from the Sefer Charedim. Here, let's go back to the Sefer Charedim, right at the beginning. Yisrael ha'omdim panim keneged panim b'shtika. That the Jews who stand opposite the Kohanim. Why stand? Does the tzibur have to stand up for Birchas Kohanim? The Kohanim have to stand. Right? The Gemara learns from a pasuk that by the avodah of the Kohanim it says la'amod l'shareis, and since duchening is also some sort of avodah, so therefore they have to stand. But does the tzibur have to stand? If you look in Sifkat and Nun Aleph from the Mishnah Brura in the Siman of Duchening, he has two opinions. The Charedim seems to understand that they have to stand. Says the Cheredas Kodesh, that seems to be a raya that's the same exact mitzvah that the Kohanim have. Right? And just like they stand, we stand. Right? Now, the problem over here is if I go reductio ad absurdum, so that should mean that I have to stand like this. No? No one has ever said that. Now, one could argue that maybe you don't go like this, maybe you go like this. Because this is like the way the bracha flows out, this is the way the bracha is received. Maybe that's the issue. It's not clear.
Rather,
yes?
I mean, when I shake Ruv and Esrek, that's for the edification of my soul. But here it's clearly God's intent that the Jewish people be blessed. That's
correct. And therefore?
So therefore, you know, it's not just something, an exercise that the Kohen have to do. If you look at the desired end outcome, it's that the Jewish people should be blessed. That's God's intention. So
maybe.
That would be observed without, you know, sort of abstract bits of it, just the Kohen are choking one more mitzvah.
Maybe it could be. I mean, and I think from the Sefer Mektzoos that the Rivet quoted, you get that impression that the idea of duchening is that they should daven for the Jews.
Yes,
and the Gemara in Menachos has a machlokes with Akiva Rabbi Yishmael about whether the Kohanim are like a conduit for the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gave the Kohanim the authority to give brachos.
Of Hirsch says, the whole passage ends with Ani Aborchein.
That the Rabbonu Shalom.
Right, they shouldn't think that they are blessing them.
So that's the position of, I think, Rabbi Yishmael there, Menachos Memtas, yeah. No? I think that's where it is. Now, I found years ago, when they said Shir Manduchening, so I found that in the Bahag is the earliest Monah HaMitzvahs, the Bahag interestingly quotes the Mitzvah of Duchening twice. He has the Mitzvah in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadiches, as a Mitzvah of the Kehanim, Shad Duchen, and in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, he has a Mitzvah HaMasuros Tzibur, that the Tzibur should Duchen, or the Tzibur should receive the Bracha. You get an impression that it's two separate mitzvos. It's not like the Hafla'ah is saying within the Haredim, but maybe it's two separate mitzvos, etc. So again, these are some of the basic ideas that we wanted to bring out. I think it's very important that, you know, unfortunately, for us, we only have Duchening on Yontif and Chutz La'aretz. It's one of the things that I miss the most. The mitzvah of Duchening is such a beautiful mitzvah. It really... it's an opportunity to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachos. I would love to change the practice to duchen every day in Chutz La'aretz. We can't do that. The Tshuva of the Beis Ephraim writes that for around 900 years we have been duchening only on Yontiv, so we can't change that practice. But at the same time, it's a beautiful, beautiful mitzvah. And when we are in shul, I try to remind my children when they come under my talis, or now some of my kids feel that they're too big to come under my talis for davening, and they stand next to me, I tell them, have in mind to get the mitzvah. Have in mind to get the mitzvah, receiving a bracha. That's the Sefer Haredim that Mishnah Berurah Paskins like. Again, probably because there are other tesis in that sound that way. I should point out, just there's one source I didn't put on the sheet. There's a tesis in Saita Lamed Tes. The Gemara says that the Kohanim are not allowed to begin until the Yisraelim finish saying Amen. And Tosis discusses why not. So Tosis answers, maybe because of Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. Two separate voices can't be heard. I'm saying Amen, you're saying Yivarecha, you're saying Ya'er. At the same time, it's Trei Koli, it won't work. That's what it says in the Tosis. Now, who cares if it's Trei Koli Lo Mishtami? Who cares if you can't hear it? If the Kohanim have a mitzvah to give a bracha, so what if you can't hear it? What difference does it make? It might be another bit of an indication that the Sefer Haredim is right, and the mitzvah is on the Yisrael, the Hisbarech, perhaps. Mark, you had a comment.
A little question. So I recall learning that anytime there's a mitzvah that's tallying on another, such as Bia or giving tzedakah, there's no bracha involved.
Excellent kasha. Right, so the Rashba writes in the Tshuva in Siman Yud Ches that how come we don't make a bracha on tzedakah? So he says because maybe they won't receive it. The question that's asked is how come you make a bracha on kedushin? Maybe she won't want to take the ring. So you make a bracha on kedushin. So they give an answer that Mistama, she's wearing the white dress already. She really wants to marry you. Something to that effect. That's a very good kasha. So I would say that the answer to that kasha is the Gemara that the Torah Tumim quoted. About if you have an ear shekula kohanim, you still duchen la'am shebesados. In other words, I'm going to get the mitzvah whether or not they receive it. I as a kohen get my mitzvah whether or not they receive it. But there's a separate inyan that the Yisraelim can get a mitzvah, right? I think so.
I was wondering, the Yachikawa, and after shul there were some guys outside shul who were schmoozing. And Rav Aaron Khan came outside and he laced into them. He said, don't you know what it means to be blessed by the
Rav Khan is shy. But he's a Kohen, right? Okay, Chavra, we should have a good Shabbos. Yeshua, thank you for coming and listening.